We're celebrating Aotearoa's invisible workforce today. It's Thank Your Cleaner Day. Now, that's a global initiative that celebrates here in New Zealand more than 40,000 Kiwis that do this important work. And I'm going to introduce you to someone who's described as a bit of a legend in Nelson, Estelle Courtney, who works at the Nelson Superloo for OCS New Zealand. Hi there, Estelle.
Hello, Jesse.
Very nice to be talking to you today. Have you had a nice day so far?
I've had a lovely day, thank you. I've had a very nice day here in Nelson. Yes, it's
Cool.
been lovely having being celebrated as a cleaner here as well. It's lovely, thank you.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about your personal story?
Well, I work for OCS New Zealand, and I'm based in Nelson, and I've been at the Superloo now for 5 years. I never thought that I would ever be cleaning toilets with other jobs that I'd had and what have you. However, I chose to go there, and I'm absolutely loving my job to the point that I'm hopefully sticking around for quite a long time yet. The Superloo is in the heart of the city, and it has a laundry and family room and three showers and quite a few toilets. And so it's my job to run the Superloo, and I've got three lovely staff members as well who work on other shifts. And we work diligently to keep it spick and span and as possible for our Nelson community, and also for the lots of travellers, the camper vanners that have come to the top of the south, during the holidays and throughout the year. We're there for the homeless, so we've really got a we're across the board really. We've got a large sector of people that we work and help by having nice clean facilities for them.
Yeah, and it seems to me, Estelle, that over the years you've kind of used your own initiative to put a bit more of your personality into the job, and sometimes do things that weren't asked of you by the job description. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I started, toilets are pretty boring really, aren't they? So I thought, well, I'm going to take flowers in there and spruce it up a little, so I sort of started that, picked a few from home and took them in, and then it got to the stage where other people, customers, they would pop in and, have you seen this plant? Have you seen this? And they'd bring in bunches. And I've got this lovely lady, Evelyn Wells, who comes in every week now, and she brings in a lovely big bunch for me that we can place around. But it's become now, Jessie, it's become where everybody basically expects it. And the girls tell us that they come in just to see what we've got this week. So sometimes, I find I've run out, so I grab some from the little shop across the way and take them in, and better off to have them there than at home, because I'm there more than I am at home. So it works really well, and I'm proud to have it looking as nice as it is for everyone.
Do you ever get yarning to the people who drop in to use the Superloo, hear their stories? I
I
think you've
do.
been known to help them out from time to time.
I have, and I, they are so important, and that's a little hub there that we have, that is important. We have people coming in there on their with their little Zimmer frames, and they can sit down and we can give them, a little while, quick chat with them, and sometimes, sometimes they've told us that we're the first person that they've spoken to in the day. And so it's really important. It's far more than just a cleaning job. It's important to make people feel valuable and wanted, and so we do that. Well, we just
Did you
try.
once teach someone to sew curtains?
Know it all, Jesse. I did. Yes, they came in. It was some people from Slovakia actually, and they came in and decided they needed some curtains in their van that they'd got. And oh my goodness, it was such an act. They'd come in with some with an iron and some hemming web, and they thought they were going to be able to sew make their curtains, and it got the better of me in the end. So I suggested that they came around home after work and I'd help them and we'd make curtains, and that's what we did. In fact, it went beyond that, Jesse, and we ended up making, covering these swabs for them and had a wonderful time. And they are still in contact with me, and they call me their grandmother in New Zealand, and I certainly love those two. Everyone that I have through is just really, really special, but some, have just left real marks on my heart, yeah.
Yeah. So it seems to me, because I reckon if you asked people to list the jobs they didn't want to do, cleaning toilets would be pretty high on the list. It seems to me that you are an advertisement for the idea that a job is what you make of it. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not too proud to say that for the first day in there, I had tears rolling down my face, and I'd walk out the door and I'd look to see whether anybody could see me, and I'd snuck out to the toilets and clean them, and oh my goodness, how silly was that, you know? Because I soon got over that, and at the end of the day, it's a function that we all do, isn't it? And what the hang, someone has to do it, and I'm really pleased that I am doing it. And the other two girls, or the other three girls that work with me, we all have that same attitude. And, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm Nelson's Loo Lady, and that's exactly what I call myself. It's a good little job, and I truly do love it. Yeah.
I love that too. And today is Thank Your Cleaner Day. Do you get much gratitude from the people who come in and out of Nelson's Superloo?
We're really lucky there, because we do. Very rarely, within an hour, very rarely would somebody not say thank you. And as they walk out, I say thank you to them, because that's important too. You know, they're supporting us, and without them, I perhaps wouldn't have a job. So it's thanks both ways. But this is where I'm lucky, Jesse, because I'm in a place where we're seeing lots of public, lots of people, and during working hours, whereas a lot of our cleaners throughout the country are working after hours, and, you know, people have gone home from their offices or home from their kindergartens or schools or whatever, and they don't get the thanks quite so much as what we do. And I would just really love to say, if anybody's listening out there that does work in an office or is it, you know, somewhere like that, that they can write notes and leave them somewhere just to thank their cleaner every so often, because there's just nothing like being thanked. And a cleaning job, perhaps, you know, as you said before, lots of people wouldn't choose to do that lightly, but it is a most important job, as we've certainly found out with COVID, and it is nice to have some thanks, and saying that it's important that we all thank each other, isn't it? No matter what our role is.
For sure. But sometimes a specific initiative like this is just what you need to nudge you. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you from me. Thank you from New Zealand. Thank you from Nelson and Estelle. Well, we'll have to find an excuse to get you back on the show. I've quite enjoyed chatting to you, so we'll work on that one, okay?
Oh, Jesse, well, thank you, and thank you for seeing the importance in this too. You know, Radio New Zealand, I'm really thankful, and so is OCS, so thank you.
Cool. Estelle Courtney, who works at the Nelson Superloo. Yeah, thanks, Estelle.